Thank you for joining us today for the Whistler Plumbing Podcast. I'm talking with James Whistler. James, mold can be a big deal, right? How do you tell if you have a mold problem, and what can we do to fix it?
Well, I think to start off with, you have to understand what mold is. How does mold grow? The first thing that I'll say is that it has to have moisture, and it has to have warmth, and then also oxygen. So airtight spaces are not going to be able to grow mold very easily, or very cold spaces are not going to be able to grow mold easily, as well as if there's not moisture, a very dry spot is not going to be able to grow mold. So there are some things that you can do to prevent those three things from happening, but you do have to have all three of those items for mold to grow effectively. One thing that I'll say about mold is it is a particle, meaning that it's going to be able to be wiped off. If you can't wipe it off or it does not fall off, then it's probably not mold. It could just be a stain, or just because wood or an area is black don't necessarily mean that it's got mold on it. But if you can wipe that off, or if it's in particle form or growing, or, you know, it's kind of growing off of a surface, then it could be mold. I definitely would say that you need to hire a professional whenever you're working around mold. There's a lot of different types of mold, and they can be very unhealthy for humans to breathe. Whenever mold gets airborne, or whenever maybe you put a fan on it, or you would wipe it off or stir it up, that's going to cause those spores to become airborne, and you breathe them in. And whenever you breathe them in and they get into your respiratory system, that can be very unhealthy for people. So I would definitely recommend you hiring a professional if you think that you have a mold problem. One of the things that I would say just to try to prevent it is, you know, try to keep areas dry. Don't use fans to do that, though, because if there is any mold there, you're going to blow those spores around in that area. Try to use some sort of dehumidifier. Anything in a dehumidification device would work very well to try to keep those areas dry. I would also say that if you need to quickly fix leaks that happen, procrastinating and allowing a leak to happen, even though it's not maybe much, if there's just a little bit of a seepage, even from, not necessarily even from plumbing, but from a roof or an outside wall for where rain is coming in, that can provide moisture for mold to grow. Now, if you have a water line that's continually seeping just a little bit, that's giving that mold a constant moisture level to grow from. So, you know, definitely would say fix your leaks quickly to prevent mold from happening. And then worse, you know, wood is going to rot if it stays wet. So, you know, there can be other more serious things that come from moisture than just mold. But those are some things that come to mind with mold. It is definitely not something that I would recommend anyone dealing with themselves. Hire a professional to do it.
All right. So if you have any moist areas in your home or you think you might have mold, definitely reach out to the team at Whistler Plumbing for their professional help. You can reach them at 540-483-9382.